WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Like the city of Bryan, Brazos County officials are waiting for a report in May about the progress of a multi-million dollar manufacturing plant that appears to be closed. County Judge Dwayne Peters hopes for the best for Gundler Foods, but they're also responsible for meeting a variety of requirements.
Once RVP does the study, and they will have to provide that information to us. If they don't qualify, then I don't want to answer for the whole court, but I would not be supportive of giving a tax abatement if they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Those requirements include paying property taxes, which was done according to the tax office website. There's been no response to requests for comment from Gundler officials. The Blinn College Board of Trustees is looking at a portion of a former College Station manufacturing building to create classroom space for the next 2 to 4 years. The president of the Brazos County campuses, Sylvia McMullen, says there'll be a 60-day feasibility study with the owners of the former Westinghouse plant, located across the freeway from Central Park.
That determination has not been made as to whether or not there would be a lease or a purchase for that facility. That 71,000 square feet exists in the back portion of the building as it is now.
McMullen says the goal is to start classes in the 2015 fall semester. Trustees and administrators continue working on addressing long-term space issues. Thursday's College Station, that's today, College Station's city council meeting includes a proposal to get tougher on door-to-door salespeople and other solicitors.
The council's being asked to add requirements and restrictions, including for-profit solicitors to register through the police department and wear a badge proving city certification. Hours would be limited from 9 a.m. until 30 minutes after sunset, except for federal holidays. The ordinance would add a section addressing aggressive solicitation, defined as approaching or following pedestrians, repetitive soliciting despite refusals, the use of abusive or profane language to cause fear or intimidation, unwanted physical contact, or intentional blocking of pedestrian or vehicular traffic. Aggressive solicitation could also take place at or near 12 public or private areas. A copy of the proposals online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The latest visit to the Brazos County District Court for a College Station man resulted in a jury conviction and an 8-year prison sentence. Court records indicate 30-year-old Johnny Gooden has had 23 criminal cases dating back to 2003. This week, he was found guilty of assaulting a Bryan police officer, one of several who attempted to restrain Gooden outside the BTU office in April of last year. That's after a witness saw him trying to enter several parked cars. Gooden was also picked up last August at a Chase Bank in Bryan after he told tellers he was an adopted son of Michelle Obama and wanted access to her account. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 63 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we've been voted the best of the Brazos by you for 10 years in a row.
That's because we bring quality floors, lighting, granite, and furnishings together in one easy location.
At prices that won't be beat.
Come in today and see what a difference having a design center will make in your home.
And remember, at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we're going to have the largest selections at the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
There you go, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service means overtime coverage for you without having to pay overtime charges. You get a home and the unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there. Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278. Well, here we go. Got a 60% chance of some thunderstorms today. Likely afternoon, mostly cloudy, a high of about 76. Winds gusting up to maybe 25 miles an hour. We're looking at a 60% chance of showers tonight. 65 will be our low with a 20% chance of rain. Tomorrow we're hitting the 80s. It'll be 83 with a 30% chance of showers. Some clouds out there. Then the weekend looks really nice. 76 degrees on the Saturday and Sunday with sunshine. And Monday looks like we'll have sun too with 78. And right now we've got 63 degrees out there.
Looking at A&M Sports coming up in just a little bit. It's a big day in Aggieland. If you think you see a celebrity, you may very well. Donovan McNabb was in town yesterday, and they're here to see Johnny Manziel throw the football. It is his pro day today. Carried on ESPN, as a matter of fact, it's such a big deal. So we'll have more on that for you, as well as spring practice number 10, a decision that very well could change the NCAA landscape forever. That's ever. and a whole lot coming up, and we'll do that for you about 6:50.
Yeah, that's we're getting the lawyers involved now, which is always fun.
I heard an interesting take on that from one of the sports guys, and that was that major colleges would become like academies.
Okay.
Wow. Where, you know, the guys don't necessarily come in there to get the education. There's some learning that's involved.
Uh-huh.
But it's a football program that's attached to a school.
Huh. A football program attached to a school.
Yep.
Well, look, there used to be only one place to get a telephone, too. You know what I mean?
That very well could be.
There's just, I guess you got to look at things a little bit differently, so we'll see. Okay, here we go. We have an embarrassment of riches today about just things going on out there.
Yay!
I'm amazed just looking at this, like the mom who was breastfeeding her baby while drinking.
Oh, man!
Arrested and later released while the waitress that reported her to authorities got fired. Now, the woman who was jailed for endangering the welfare of her child. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
I would say that could possibly be the case, said she did not realize she was breaking the law when she decided to breastfeed her child and drink. Tasha Adams said, "I did drink. I did breastfeed. I didn't know it was illegal. If I knew it was illegal, I wouldn't have done it." Until she does it again.
Yeah.
The child endangerment charges against her were dropped last week by the deputy city attorney for Conway, Arkansas. The waitress, however...
It's getting closer to Florida.
Well, it is. We don't know where she used to live. Waitress Jackie Connors, who reported Adams to management, was told the manager had already decided not to cut the drinking and breastfeeding mother off. After consulting with her own mom what to do about the situation... Connors, who has a daughter of her own, called the police. She's fired the week after she called police on Adams. I can't imagine that, because I believe that if you see, I know this, that in the public school system in Texas, if you have knowledge of something like that happening to a child and you don't report it, you're in big trouble. You're in really big trouble. I can't imagine by doing the right, and she called her mom. Mom gave her good advice, I'd say. Anyway, let's watch for this lady's second arrest coming up possibly soon.
Oh, I bet you that other lady that got fired lands a better job.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, it could be a good career.
It's just one of those situations where you really hope the kid goes to the bottle real soon. Info.
Yeah, already has.
They got it in there, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was brilliant.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to start like that this morning,
that's
aren't
it,
we?
I guess. Wow. To spend this
time with us. Still better than poo coffee.
Okay, just saying. All right.
You've known for years that Texas Regional Eye Center offers experienced surgeons and Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now we're offering 0% financing, up to 24 months, and no interest with approved credit. All laser LASIK has never looked better. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today, 774-0498, or visit texasregionaleye.com. 0% financing on LASIK, available in Aggieland only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
It's 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I mean, normally I have something really cool about what today is, and I mean, I even went to a secondary source.
And still got nada?
Well, the only thing I got was Quirky Country Music Song Title Day, which is, you know, okay, fine, whatever. And so it's the 86th day of the year, 279 of them to go. You got birthdays.
Fergie is 39 years old from the Black Eyed Peas. Well,
Stacey Ann.
Yes, look at you.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there
in
front of you.
I like the peas. Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
All right. Nathan Phelan is 43 from ABC's Castle, who I find very funny. Mariah Carey is 44, who I don't find funny.
That's an annoying show to me.
Really?
Castle, just annoying.
See, I kind of like it.
Well, I understand. It's very popular. I understand. I tried it, and I just went, I don't know. That guy's goofy. Yeah, just goofy. But excuse me.
That's okay. Elizabeth Mitchell is 44 years old. She was in Lost and Revolutions. Paula Perrette is 45.
She plays the...
The goth chick.
Yeah, the goth chick.
On NCIS.
Right. Then you're going, oh, okay, I know who that is. Yeah.
Talisa Soto is 47 years old. She's one of the Bond girls.
Uh-huh.
Quentin Tarantino, who's made a movie or two,
yep,
is 51. Bart Connor, Olympic gymnast and married to Nadia Comaneci, 56 years old. Tony Banks, keyboardist from Genesis, 64. And Michael York, 72 years old.
Wow.
He's done a couple movies.
Remember when he was young. And Shusha. Shusha is 51. If you've ever seen that kind of whitish blonde-headed girl on Univision, you know, the kind of host who bounces around.
Oh, yeah. My goodness, yes.
That's Shusha. That's her name. Anyway, she's 51 today.
Did Feliz cumpleaños.
Them too? Yeah.
Hey, you got to admit, that was pretty good.
That was.
Or I just do happy birthday, senorita. Yeah.
Turn on your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Okay, so the administration, including Kathleen Death Panel Sebelius herself, now they promised on multiple occasions that the March 31st deadline to enroll in Obamacare would not be delayed. The administration announced this week that yet another delay to Obamacare, millions of Americans will be able to finish enrolling in Obamacare after the firm March 31st deadline without paying a penalty. Now, the government is going to rely on what they call the honor system. You can simply tell them that you tried to sign up for Obamacare before the deadline but failed to secure coverage. You know what the problem with their argument here is? Nobody's in line. Nobody wants to sign up. Nobody is signing up. Nowhere near the numbers they say. It's just a dishonest way to not obey the statutory limits of the law. Lawlessness in the administration.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time to celebrate our local environmental heroes at the Keep Brazos Beautiful Annual Awards Gala. Join us as we honor those who have made an impact on our environment on Friday, May 2nd at the Hilton College Station. It's an evening of dinner, dancing, silent auctions, and celebration. The Emerald City Awards Gala benefits KBB's efforts to educate and engage citizens to keep our community clean, green, and beautiful. For ticket sales and table sponsorships, visit keepbrazosbeautiful.org or call 775-356.
MSC Wiley Lecture Series main program presents a discussion between two renowned experts, Dr. Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, and Douglas Brinkley, noted author and historian, addressing the impacts of modern American politics. This informative dialogue takes place on Tuesday, April 1st at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Don't miss one of this year's most exciting and timely events. Tickets are available at the MSC box office or online at boxoffice.tamu.edu.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, They've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
621, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, this hasn't made news until today. The world better watch out because the Russian Navy has seized control of the Ukraine's combat dolphins. According to an employee connected with the Crimea-based program, the Russians will oversee the entire dolphin army from now on.
Oh, I thought they just, like, lured them over with some fish or something.
No, they actually apparently have taken physical control of them. The combat dolphins train to patrol open water and attack anything that poses a military threat, including mines or those scuba divers who might be coming in, you know, with the knives in their teeth, the way they always swim. They apparently are very sensitive to anything that goes on underwater, and so they can find that kind of, I mean, they've got like a kind of a sonar or radar system that they can, devices that can spot things underwater. The Soviets started the killer dolphin program in the 1960s, but then they handed the animals over to the Ukraine after Russia fell apart. Here, you keep them. Before Russia took control of the Marine Army, Ukraine mainly kept the dolphins for civilian purposes due to the lack of funding. Will they march them out for military parades? have a dolphin tank at the Veterans Day parade or something like that? Anyway, this might change under the Russian Navy, but just so you know, the dolphin army has now moved out of the Ukraine, and it's back out there for the for Russians for pooty poop. All right, there we go, 623.
There is new home sales data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Residential property sales declined slightly last month, according to RealtyTrack. The report says overall sales, including single-family homes, condos, and townhomes, slipped 0.2 percentage point in February. Sales were still up 7% from February of last year. It takes a considerable amount of time for many young adults to find stable positions. A Labor Department survey found the average person born in the early 1980s held 6 jobs by the time he or she turned 26. Taco Bell has a new marketing campaign to promote the rollout of its breakfast menu. Ads will feature men whose name happens to be Ronald McDonald. Taco Bell restaurants have moved up their opening time to 7 a.m. McDonald's is going upscale in Switzerland, where it's selling a $12 sandwich called the Prime. No plans to introduce the deluxe burger here in the U.S. Stock market futures pointing a little higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has 2 ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, they got a 60% chance of some showers today, about 76 or so for the high, and the showers likely will be after noon. and maybe a little bit windy, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Then tonight, 65 is our low. It's 83 for a high temperature on Friday. And then sunny skies for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it looks like. And the highs between 76 and 78, so that should be pretty nice. Right now, the winds are south at 16. We've got, apparently, there's some light rain out in the northern part of the county. We'll have a look at the radar in just a little while. 63 degrees right now. You know, we've talked before about my sleep number, which happens to be 65, but the great thing about the sleep number bed is that you can adjust it as you need to, and the other thing that's great is that there's dual-chamber technology, which means that your partner doesn't have to have the same sleep number that you do, but you're sleeping in the same bed, and you get the same benefits of being able to do that, and that means that you're able to align your contours to your neck and your shoulders and your back and your hips so that you really get the spinal alignment that you need to get a great night's sleep. You may have said to yourself, I don't think I can afford that. Well, first, can you afford to have another rotten night of sleep? And quite honestly, they have introduced an all-new Sleep Number bed, the P5. It features the latest innovations in comforts, and it's very affordable. Right now, you can save $400, the lowest price ever, on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. So go in, try out the Sleep Number bed that lets you get your setting, and then try out this P5 and see that. Right now, again, save $400, lowest price ever, on the Sleep Number bed. You'll find it only at the Sleep Number store. They're located on Texas Avenue, right across the street from Chick-fil-A near Harvey Road.
In order to be a success, what's more important, to be extremely talented or to be extremely persistent? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The unsung, unexciting, unsexy ingredient to success in anything is persistence. In fact,
persistence trumps talent. That is, there are massive returns to doggedness. The world is littered with extremely talented people who didn't persist.
Daniel Pink, author of the book, The Adventures of Johnny Bunko, the last career guide you'll ever need.
If you look at the people who really are making big contributions, many times they're people who might have, if we had a dipstick to measure raw talent, they might have a little less raw talent than some other people, but they are extraordinarily persistent. This is why you have employers who like to hire musicians and athletes. Why? Because musicians and athletes show up, and they practice, and they practice, and they practice, and they get better at it.
Daniel says in order to be a success at anything, it has to be something you're good at and that you enjoy doing. Because
you're more likely to persist in something you're good at and something that you enjoy. You're less likely to persist in something that you're not very good at, that you don't enjoy, and that doesn't offer you a sense of meaning.
One thing that prevents people from achieving success is the fear of making mistakes.
Especially in large organizations, people show up to work, and their goal each day is not to make a mistake. Basically, you have about a 90% chance of not making a mistake if you take that strategy. You have a 100% chance of never doing anything interesting.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Additional classroom space for Blaine College may be located across the freeway from Central Park and College Station. Negotiations will take place over the next 60 days, according to the president of the Brazos County campuses, Sylvia McMullen, for 70,000 square feet of the former Westinghouse manufacturing plant.
The reason that it is actually very appealing to us is that it has an almost immediacy in terms of building out classrooms that we could make available on a very quick basis sometime in 2015. It has been refurbished by the current owner to have a new roof and new air conditioning system.
No decision has been made whether to purchase or to lease the space, which takes up 40% of the building. McMullen says this would accommodate classrooms for a 2 to 4 year period while they're continuing to explore a long-term solution to continued enrollment growth. The College Station City Council has been asked to add new positions.
This evening's council agenda includes a variety of budget amendments, among them restoring one of 27 full and part-time positions that were eliminated 3 years ago. That's someone involved in economic development, which would make two people assisting the city manager in that area. A reorganization of the fire department means paying for another firefighter and giving raises to two who are named assistant chiefs and a third named fire marshal. Also proposed, adding a position in the public communications department dedicated to producing marketing materials to increase tourism in College Station. Funding will come from the hotel occupancy tax. The hotel tax also slated to cover the city's share of moving the Convention and Visitors Bureau to a new location on University. The move is due to the city selling the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, where the CVB is called home. College Station's portion of the moving expense, $46,000, which covers, among other things, storage, new signage, and new stationery. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It won't be until May when Brazos County and the city of Bryan receive an update regarding the status of whether a new manufacturer qualifies for economic development incentives. One hurdle for Gundler Foods with the county has been cleared. According to the tax office website, property taxes have been paid. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that's the first of several requirements towards a tax abatement.
They pay them first, and then if they qualify based on the provisions, they can get it. You got to produce jobs, you got to produce property values, and the number of employees and the salaries. So there's some things that, but if they don't perform, they don't get it.
Requests for comment from Gundler officials about the lack of activity at their year-old plant have gone unanswered. A College Station man is headed to prison for assaulting a Bryan police officer last April. The Brazos County District Court jury that convicted 30-year-old Johnny Gooden took an hour and a half to hand down an 8-year sentence. It took six officers to subdue Gooden after several shots with a taser failed. He had been stopped outside the BTU office after he was seen attempting to enter several parked cars. Gooden has been in jail since last August when he was picked up at the Chase Bank in Bryan after employees reported he was asking for access to Michelle Obama's account because he said he was her adopted son. In the last 11 years, Gooden has had 23 criminal cases, according to local court records. Two East Texas teens are accused of torturing a dog, a cat, and her three kittens to death in cult-like killing.
For what they did to these animals, this is certainly one of the more severe cases that we have seen. I mean, skinning the dog like they did, what they did to the cats, you know, they just tortured these animals.
Nacogdoches County Sheriff Jason Bridges says the 18-year-old woman is an admitted Satan worshiper, and that was her motive. She influenced a 17-year-old male friend to help her. He says the two are being held in the Nacogdoches County Jail and are being charged with felony cruelty to animal charges. He hopes that they'll be able to get some counseling. Lawyers for two Texas inmates facing execution next month with a new batch of pentobarbital obtained from the Texas Department of Criminal Justice have filed a lawsuit demanding the prison agency disclose the identity of the new supplier. They also want to require the state to identify when the drug was obtained and any results of tests on its potency and purity. The current supply of pentobarbital used for lethal injections in Texas expires on April 1st. Prison officials say they would have said last week they have a new supply, but cited security reasons for declining to name the provider. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 63 degrees. This look of news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Let's hit the road.
Let's go.
It's that time of the year again. Time to get out of the house and hit the road with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. Spring markdowns are incredible. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's the best prices of the year on the best brands in the country.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. You know, the good stuff. The brands are incredible. The prices are incredible. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, the selection is better than ever. Get out of the house and get a brand new 2014 Canyon Cat, just $99.95. How about a Jayco J-Flight Swift 264BH, just $139 a month?
$139 a month. Let's go!
As always, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online, rvstationonline.com. Canyon Cat stock number 2394, Jayco stock number 2691, sale price $15,750, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC.
The end of the month used car super sale is going on this week at Allen Honda's pre-owned car lot. It's end of the month clearance time, and rather than take these cars to auction, they're passing the savings on to you. Over 20 vehicles available for under $10,000. So hurry in for the end of the month used car super sale at Allen Honda. Allen Honda's on the corner of Highway 6 and Southwest Parkway. Call 979-696-2424 and always at allenhonda.com.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Got a chance of showers and then some showers and thunderstorms likely after noon today. About 76 for our high temperature. Winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Then a slight chance of some showers after 1 o'clock in the morning overnight, but it's only about 20%. 83 for a high temperature on Friday, then about 75 or so for Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Looks pretty nice with some sunshine out there then. And right now, 87% relative humidity. We've got 63 degrees in sports.
There's a lot of people going to be here. My phone's blowing up today with a bunch of head coaches and coordinators and GMs. And at least one owner is going
to
be here.
And that's all for Johnny Football to throw a football. It's pro day for Johnny Football here in Aggieland.
Johnny Manziel, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, could be well attended.
Heard him? Heard of him?
Yeah, he's just been around.
Nah, just checking. Yeah. Well, he will be doing his thing today, as will several others, because the National Labor Relations Board has said, you know, we think college football players can have a union, which has ruffled all kinds of feathers. We'll get to that for you, as well as the NCAA has set game time for the A&M Women's Sweet 16 game this Saturday. All that and more in sports here in about 10.
Okay, do you know who Joni Ernst is?
No, can't say I do.
You're about to.
All right.
Now, when it comes to creative, fun, political advertising, because, you know, we hear enough of the other stuff. It's just on and on and on. And this candidate did such and such and such and such.
This doesn't involve a pig farm, does it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, I heard the commercial. I had no idea who was behind it.
That is exactly who it is. So we turn our attention, you see, to the race for Tom Harkin's Democratic seat. Tom is retiring, so there's a mad dash to replace him. The Dems have their nominee lined up, but there are currently five candidates vying to be the Republican to face him. So Joni's got a good resume. Colonel in the Army Reserve, state senator, endorsed by Mitt Romney. But I believe this campaign ad could actually do the trick. Here we go.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Joni Ernst, mother, soldier, conservative.
My parents taught us to live within our means. It's time to force Washington to do the same. To cut wasteful spending, repeal Obamacare, and balance the budget. I'm Joni Ernst, and I approve this message because Washington's full of big spenders. Let's make them squeal.
That was looks awesome.
I don't know. I don't know who the PR company is who did that, but I know that they're going to do well for a while. I mean, they're going to go, all right, who did the creative on that? We need those people. Joni Ernst, that's her name.
Other than positioning herself to be fiscal conservative, I don't know about her politics, but that should really resonate with the people she's aiming for.
Exactly. You're exactly right. That's very true.
Is she standing in a pig farm when she's doing it?
She's standing in a barn.
And
they have pictures of cute little piglets, okay?
Awesome.
Cute little piglets. It's so the graphics, I mean, the visuals on it are fine. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's that broke yesterday, and you'll probably be hearing it for the next day or so. It's not bad at all. Good for her. So, no surprise that House Speaker John Boehner didn't hold back yesterday when asked about that announcement that they did on Tuesday night about people who could start signing up for the insurance through the health care exchanges and how they had actually until mid-April to do that instead of March 31st. When asked about the delay, Boehner said, "What the hell is this, a joke?" End quote. I mean, there you are. He added, "This is part of a long-term pattern of this administration manipulating the law for its own convenience. It's not hard to understand why the American people question this administration's commitment to the rule of law." Yeah, we want a do-over. We want a do-over. It is. It's going to be tough on the trail for Democrats. And again, we talked about that yesterday, how one Democrat strategist is telling them, go ahead and say it. It's a screw-up, and we'll fix it.
Well, and for that matter, saying they'll fix it is one thing, but the only fixes have been executive just adjustments.
Right.
There's been no law passed to fix the issues with the law.
Right. They're kind of like they're shaping it now. They get up in life, and they start to shape it into something. And maybe that ends up being it. But, you know, in talking to somebody about this yesterday, there are elements to this law that the Republicans can never take out of it. They can never take it out, and that is the pre-existing condition. You just cannot do that because you will have hell to pay for the firestorm that would cause. So understand, that is going to have to be a part of whatever program you come up with. But it's, and then the insurance companies obviously trying to defend themselves because many of them have investors, and they have to have a return on investment. And so they're trying to do this to protect themselves as well. So you understand from a business standpoint what has to happen there. There are some smart ways to do it, but then you start stepping on a lot of political toes. And I think we know that that's difficult in Washington because they wear really nice shoes, and they don't like to have their toes stepped on. So for all the healthcare providers, for all the different hospital situations, I mean, it's they're trying to defend themselves, and you can't force people to sign up. Rush talks about it today from the Hispanic point of view, how that population is not signing up, but there are any number of folks who don't want to. Now, I've done a few candidate forums before. Glad that I wasn't doing this one. In a case of possibly the worst timing of any political event ever, Massachusetts state treasurer and gubernatorial candidate Steve Grossman passed a kidney stone during a debate on Tuesday night. Reportedly woke up in pain in the middle of the night Tuesday morning, but instead of, he said, "I'm going to finish the day," powering his way through the scheduled events, the debates, and an award ceremony after the debate ended. The incident, of course, did not go unnoticed on Twitter. So now Grossman's Twitter account has the official thing that happened. But, I mean, you're sitting up there on the podium and you pass a kidney stone? Yeah, thinking not. A lone lawmaker in New Jersey is looking at weed to help fix his state's crumbling infrastructure. State Senator Nicholas Scutari has announced a bill to legalize marijuana, tax it, and use the revenue to fix the schools, roads, and bridges.
It's for the kids.
Yeah, yeah. Go. Get some dope for kids.
Some real highways out there.
Yeah, very nice. Says there are more than $100 million annually that they could get if the police and courts didn't have to deal with the marijuana cases as a crime. And he said, also, you think about it, you get more money in the coffers because they'd put a 7% tax on it. So
the pizza lobby said, yes, please.
Yes, we'll do that. Yes, we can go for that. That'd be an okay thing. So, all right. And you know, why not? Let's talk about this. Let's call it what it is, and that is that it's an opportunity for a revenue stream.
Sure,
revenue and less expenditures too. I mean, bringing money in, but also not spending money. There's a story about Colorado may overturn 10,000 marijuana convictions.
Oh, wow. So not having to take that through the system.
Free up the courts to, you know, focus on other, according to Colorado, more important issues.
Yeah, interesting. Very good.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. There's always something new to try at the Chocolate Gallery. Great for a date night, girls' day out, or just a fun excuse for a little something sweet. The Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 29th, it's the truth about weeds. Learn about managing the range and pasture ecosystems to produce fewer weeds and more grass this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When I do a landscape, I like to put my shrubs into defined beds. I think it just really gives them a better place to exist. They need their own spaces. I always design my shrubs so that I can group them in natural clusters. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'll be back with details right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our plants, our shrubs have really taken a beating. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just three steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil. It'll improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You will find all of the Miracle-Gro and Scotts products you need for your projects at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scotts Miracle-Gro, two fine names I hope you'll remember. Shrubs are a lot like teenagers. They need their own spaces. You don't do them justice if you simply dig a few holes and stick them into the ground. Indeed, shrubs need to be planted into dedicated beds that they can call their homes. Your landscape will have the most comfortable, natural look if you use serpentine curves and clusters and groups for your plantings rather than setting them into long, straight rows. Use a garden hose to decide on the general bed layouts and work with it until you have a suitable configuration. Apply a glyphosate herbicide to the existing vegetation within the bed and then wait 10 to 15 days for the weed killer to finish its work. Now be sure it's a glyphosate-only weed killer. It leaves no lasting residue to damage your plants later. You'll be able to rototill the soil to a depth of 8 to 10 inches without fear of spreading Bermuda grass or other unwanted weeds. Incorporate 5 or 6 inches of organic matter into the soil as you rototill. Perhaps 1 inch of expanded shale if you're trying to amend a heavy clay soil. And I might add that you need to do that kind of heroic bed preparation for the smaller shrubs, the ones that will stay smaller at maturity. If you're dealing with great big tall shrubs, they're going to have to grow in your native soil anyway. But to prepare the front of the bed where the smaller shrubs are, till and retill to blend all the materials together and then rake to remove all the roots and rocks and building debris. Establish a smooth grade within the bed so that rainfall will be deflected away from your home. Don't cover weep holes in your bricks with the soil mix. Plant your shrubs in odd numbers, especially if you're dealing with fewer than 10 of a kind. Odd numbers are more restful visually. You should also stagger them within your planting area so you'll perceive them as a unit, not as individuals. Space them at the appropriate distances for the types that you're growing. If they're too far apart, they'll look lost as they mature. If they're too close together, they'll crowd one another into poor forms. Once you have your shrubs planted, you can cover the soil with some form of mulch. Not only will it help prevent the invasion of weeds, but mulch will also put a great finishing touch on the bed. Mulches reduce splashing, and they also work miracles at conserving available soil moisture. Shredded pine bark is an outstanding mulch, as are rotted compost, cypress fiber, pine needles, and even well-dried grass clippings. To get the maximum weed prevention, use one of the roll-type mulches, cut to fit around all of your shrubs. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about houseplants that bloom well indoors in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:49. Now, if you think you've seen a celebrity in town, you probably did. Donovan McNabb is here, as well as several national sportscasters. The football world is turning its eyes to Aggieland for Johnny Manziel's Pro Day. Pro scouts are amassing to see Johnny Football throw for the first time. Johnny will be playing what amounts to a very expensive round of catch with Mike Evans, Travis Labhart, Darrell Walker, Nehemiah Hicks, and Ben Molina. Expensive because this could very well determine where Manziel falls in May's NFL draft. Coach Sumlin expects good things from his signal caller.
I think he's going to do well, and like you said, there's a lot of people going to be here. My phone's blowing up today with, you know, we got a bunch of head coaches and coordinators and GMs, and at least one owner is going to be here, so it'll be a big deal. And you know, if it wasn't, all those people wouldn't show up.
That was the last question in the spring press conference from yesterday at spring practice number 10 for A&M football, and their focus was on special teams. Coach Sumlin was asked if A&M had reached a level of recruiting that would allow him not to have his starters on the field for that phase of the game.
That'll never be the case. We've always utilized starters on special teams. And when I was a special teams coordinator at Oklahoma, we had some pretty good players running down the field on kickoff and on the punt team, too, because those are critical plays in the game. To say that you don't have or you won't have your best players out there is really, I don't think that'll ever be the case with me as a coach.
We now move to a decision that could change the face of college sports forever. A regional director of the National Labor Relations Board in Chicago has ruled that football players at Northwestern University can create the nation's first college athletes union. The suit was brought in part by former Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter, and here's his reaction.
You know, today has been a huge success for not only Northwestern football players, but for college players around the nation. And, you know, we should find great pride in that and that we're taking steps, you know, on our journey to secure basic protections and basic rights.
I want a quick programming note for you. The third seed A&M women's basketball team, they're headed to Lincoln, Nebraska on Saturday. The NCAA has set the game time for 6 o'clock, which means the pregame starts here in Aggieland at 5:45. And it came down the wire for SMU last night in the NIT quarterfinals.
You know, we hadn't been in a game like this. Well, one against Virginia early in the year, and we didn't execute with 16 seconds.
But they did execute last night, by the way. That was head coach Larry Brown of the Ponies. Nick Moore made a three-pointer with 6.5 seconds left to lift SMU past California, 67-65 last night, into the NIT semifinals. In the NCAA finals, Baylor and Wisconsin have never met in the men's basketball game. Well, they will today for a chance at a trip to the West Regional Finals. Winner gets to go. In spring baseball, Dylan Gee pitched 6 innings of no-hit baseball, and the Houston Astros rallied for a 9-6 victory over the Mets. Colby Lewis threw 5 scoreless innings in his return to the Texas Rangers and a 5-3 win over the Seattle Mariners. He's coming off an injury from last season. Here's Ron Washington.
If anyone can come back from this, it would be Colby. And so far, so good. No setback. The ball is coming out of his hands real good.
In the NBA, Tim Duncan had 29 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists, and the San Antonio Spurs overcame a fourth quarter collapse to beat the Denver Nuggets 108-103. Here's Coach Popovich's comments on the Spurs sputter.
We played a good half. We played a bad half. You know, the NBA's 48-minute game, and you got to keep playing. We started with 6 turnovers in the first, I don't know how many in the beginning, but 3 or 4 right off the bat in the third quarter. Sort of set the tone. They ran it back great, kept their energy, and went and made a run, and that was that.
We'll wrap things up with a couple calendar events. Texas A&M men's swimming and diving team will seek their 19th straight top 15 finish in the NCAA championships that start today at the University of Texas. And while they're there, they may bump into some of the track and field gang because the Texas relays are this week, and the Aggies will contest 11 relays, 27 individual events, and 1 multi-event. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
MSC Wiley Lecture Series main program presents a discussion between two renowned experts, Dr. Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, and Douglas Brinkley, noted author and historian, addressing the impacts of modern American politics. This informative dialogue takes place on Tuesday, April 1st at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Don't miss one of this year's most exciting and timely events. Tickets are available at the MSC box office or online at boxoffice.tamu.edu.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we'll be happy to show you all the pluses of our LED bulbs, like the fact that four LEDs use less energy than one incandescent. Plus, LEDs glow like incandescent bulbs, but last hundreds of times longer. So, for a light bulb with a lot of pluses, try an LED from Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station and save $3 on Duracell ProCell LED light bulbs now through March 31st after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
Let's hit the road.
Let's go.
It's that time of the year again. Time to get out of the house and hit the road with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. Spring markdowns are incredible. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's the best prices of the year on the best brands in the country.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. You know, the good stuff. The brands are incredible. The prices are incredible. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, the selection is better than ever. Get out of the house and get a brand new 2014 Canyon Cat, just $99.95. How about a Jayco J-Flight Swift 264BH, just $139 a month?
$139 a month. Let's go!
As always, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online, rvstationonline.com. Canyon Cat stock number 2394, Jayco stock number 2691, sale price $15,750, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC.
Feel the intense passion and lush tones that can only be experienced in the intimate setting of Rudder Theater as the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra presents internationally acclaimed and multiple Grammy Award-winning guitarist Sharon Isbin. Join Maestro Busiki for an unforgettable evening as the symphony performs the hauntingly beautiful Concerto de Aranjuez by Rodrigo and Amy Beach's Gaelic Symphony in E Minor. Purchase tickets online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool or warm. They've got a loaner for you. Give them a call at 690-2278. 75 for a high temperature today. About a 60% chance of some showers or thunderstorms probably afternoon. Winds will be kind of gusty, up to 25 miles an hour. 65 for a low tonight. Then tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain hanging around. 83 is the high for Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at high temperatures around 76 or so. Should be nice. 78 on Monday. Right now, winds out of the south at 16. We've got 63% of relative, excuse me, got 63 and 87% of relative humidity.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details.